Welcome to Riscario Radio. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma, Actuary to the Wealthy. This is episode 146. Where does your insurance advisor get advice? We'll start with a quote from earlier this week. This is from a publication called advisor.ca, a trade publication.
The Canadian life and health insurance industry is witnessing some dramatic developments. Barely a day after Standard Life's announcement that it would discontinue its individual life insurance and critical illness products, there is word that Sun Life Financial has dismantled its long-term care insurance specialist model.
Following that article, this exchange took place on LinkedIn. I said the following. For years, I've seen insurance advisors struggle to understand the different types of products, life insurance versus living benefits, which means disability, critical illness, and long-term care, versus investments. Clients lose when they aren't offered products that are suitable and well-configured. Having experts certainly helps, but has a cost. To that, industry expert Byron Innes said, "Agreed. Unfortunately, we live in a very complex product world today, even though the product shelves are much narrower than the past. As many advisors broaden their own offerings, it becomes increasingly difficult to understand, not just the basics, but the specifics, and sometimes complex and subtle details. I'm waiting for a smart entrepreneurial firm to step up and fill this gap. Who will it be?" To date, Byron's challenge has gone unanswered. This podcast proposes a solution. The past. When your condition exceeds your doctor's expertise, you get referred to a specialist. You get better care, and your doctor avoids malpractice issues. Insurance works differently. Advisors need no real training. Once they pass a simple multiple choice exam, they are free to work on cases beyond their capabilities. Since insurance advisors are commissioned salespeople, their primary goal is finding prospects. That tough role gets well rewarded. When advisors elect to get technical help, they have three choices. 1. Insurers. 2. Intermediaries. Or 3. Independents. Each source has pros and cons. As Bob Dylan said, "You gotta serve somebody." That's true even when you think they are serving you. We'll examine these different sources. Insurers. Insurers provide free support. The price is right, but the advisor then has an obligation to sell that company's product. Say bye to independent advice. Since insurers are cost-conscious, they hire average specialists. Despite the impressive credentials, you get average advice. These experts often have what is called field experience. That means they failed at selling and are happy to get a salary and employee benefits instead. Intermediaries. Managing General Agents, MGAs, are the intermediaries between the insurers and the advisors. The larger organizations provide internal support. This can be better than what's available from the insurers. Recommendations can now be independent, but there's an indirect cost. The advisor usually gets lower compensation. This model looks good. There's no upfront cost to the advisor, which is ideal since not every case closes. However, advisors often begrudge the cost. For reasons I've never understood, they'd rather get 100% of nothing or use the free support from insurers. Independents. Some technicians realize they can't sell, and some salespeople realize they can't do the technical work. Since they need each other, they form formal alliances or work together on selected cases. These technicians can be very good, but they aren't cheap. They typically get a split of the revenue, say 25 to 50%. No sale means no money. To show their value, technicians tend to make matters look more complicated than they really are. If they simplify, the advisor might soon realize they can use free or cheaper resources. The ideal. Can an advisor who tries to do everything be great at anything? The ideal is to have a team of independent specialists. Each masters their niche and gives referrals outside their expertise. In practice, few advisors specialize because that means leaving money on the table. For some reason, that's a problem. The other challenge is trust. Advisors want you to trust them, but they have immense difficulty trusting other advisors. An extra step. Commission-based sales creates conflicts of interest. The solution is for you to pay for each service, even if you decide against proceeding. Is this radical? You already pay your lawyer and accountant for their services. You pay a home inspector even if you don't buy the house. What do you think? P.S. Just because advisors can get help to sell you a policy doesn't mean they have help to provide the ongoing service you need. You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's R-I-S-C-A-R-I-O. I'm Pramod Sharma.